Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Wow. Do. Welcome back, Beatrice.
Me and Chintzia feel very snug at the moment.
Yeah.
We've moved closer together.
Maybe we're going to start hugging more and stuff. And touching each other.
Now, what do you think the psychology is behind that?
I think you repulse me.
So me and Chintz are the type of friends that do not touch on any planet.
But it's like also...
But the thing is, we touch all our other friends. We hug everyone else. We're tactile with everyone
else. But only
else.
Because I feel like that's the social norm. I'm walking into a room full of friends. Or are we not going to... How are we going to greet? You hug with a greet.
But we don't hug with a greet.
No, I'll go... Hello.
Right. Yeah. Follow me.
I don't need to touch you.
Absolutely not.
But it is interesting. Mm. Someone does need to break that
down. There is psychology behind
that. There is.
Of why we don't feel comfortable touching.
I don't hug Lydia either.
No. But she's turned into a bit of a hugger.
But she's turned into a bit of a hugger, which is abnormal.
It's weird, yeah.
But yeah, but we're very close. Right now
in the studio, physically. We've moved our chairs.
Yeah, but it feels better.
Yeah, it feels a bit cozier.
Conversation,
We've been sat far apart for too long.
Exactly.
This feels nice.
So how's everyone been? I hope we've all been good.
Yeah, we've been all
trying
right.
Trying to think if there's any updates for you. I went to see Blackpink at the weekend. That
she
was
did,
really
yeah.
Nice.
Blackpink in your area. I watched The Traitors.
Slay, Sophia. Oh slay God. All day. Slay all day.
Honestly, like...
Finally. When did I watch that?
I don't know. I was trying to remember.
It wasn't that long ago that I watched it.
I don't think it was too long ago.
No, it wasn't.
If anyone's not watched it, BBC.
Go on, urge the people.
BBC.
Urge them.
The Traitors.
BBC? Yeah. Yeah, it is, isn't it? iPlayer. Yeah.
Claudia Winkleman's presenting it, season one. It is the best TV I've ever
award-winning television.
And it did win awards.
Yes, exactly.
Won BAFTAs.
Award-winning television.
It was award-winning. Yeah. I went in, we went to the BAFTAs and it was winning stuff. Yeah. And we were like, and this random girl next to me who I didn't know, she
random
was like,
girl.
Have you watched that? And I was like, no, never heard of it. And she was like, you should watch it. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
And also, honestly, I heard that too, and she implanted something in my brain.
Because honestly, it kind of went over my head. Mm. I thought, all right, okay,
what is it?
Because BBC doesn't really pull me in, with it. It feels like my mum watches those kind of programs. It didn't really feel like my kind of program.
And it looked a bit spooky, not going to lie. And
it looked a bit just like...
And it gave the, you're trapped
You are the saboteur.
Which scared me as a child.
Well, it didn't scare me, but
scared me as a child.
I thought that's what it was, and then that kind of put me off because that show was never my favorite show as a child.
Never my favorite.
And I thought, oh, they're going to be sabotaging these tasks, and I can't really be asked for that.
Because I was just sad that these poor kids
were getting trapped in this tower, never to escape.
Trapped and they're never going to see their family ever again. Never going to see their family, their friends. They're never going to go home again.
I know.
They're trapped in this tower.
I used to think,
and
how are they going to eat?
Petrifying. Well, I thought they just left them alone to die in the
tower. I
know,
so did I.
They made it so realistic.
They made it so realistic.
Because in Traitors, they murder.
Mm.
Not a real murder, but goodness me, you could believe it was a real murder.
So then, and then Cinzia watched it and she was like, oh, you've got to watch it. It must have been a couple months ago.
Yeah, it was a couple months ago.
And again, I was like, all right, yeah. But you know, I had other stuff on at the time. I was invested in my other programs. And then it was last week, I thought, I really need something to watch. I'm scraping the barrel.
Sophie was throwing up every day last week.
I was in bed all week. I thought, I need something to watch here.
And Orange Lucasade bile.
I don't know how it came to me, but I had an epiphany almost.
Good,
I was like, oh my
you.
God, there's the traitors.
Good.
I thought, fuck it, I've got nothing to lose. Good. I'm just going to go for it.
Good.
5 minutes in, I thought, here we go. I'm so, honestly, good. It cured me.
Good. Good.
I was a back to back to back good. To back to back to back to back to back.
Good.
Fantastic.
Good. Finally, I'm happy because she doesn't listen to my recommendations.
No, but you don't listen
issue.
To mine. So
yes,
don't say that.
Do.
No, you don't.
I definitely watched something you said. Bridgerton.
That wasn't me telling you to watch Bridgerton.
I told
Bridgerton.
You to watch Queen Charlotte. You watched Queen Charlotte.
Yeah, so I've listened to your recommendation. Yeah.
And I'm telling you I've listened to some of your acts. I'll tell you what did happen to me over the weekend that made me feel ill.
What?
So I went and got my nails done. I think it was because I had a slow week last week, guys, because Sophia was ill. So
she had nothing to do.
I had to fill a lot of my time with a lot of other things because I wasn't really sure.
Every day, just what should we do today?
So I went to go get my nails and toes done. I thought, oh, I'll walk back.
That'll kill some time.
So I went to the health food shop.
Oh, okay.
We used to nip into that health food shop a lot. And I thought, go on, let's go buy some bits and bobs, stock up on some bits and bobs.
Mm.
So I got some lentil crisps.
Classic.
Like I do. Couple different brands, little salad. Okay. Cream and chive,
okay.
Little lentil crisps, okay. You know, a bit of a savoury snack, and then got some dark chocolate and whatever. And then I was eating these lentil crisps at home, and they were a bit gritty, but they were nice. They were like little Wotsit shapes.
Oh, okay.
Little
tasty.
Sour
like little
cream
puffs.
Wotsit shapes.
Okay.
But they had a bit more of, there was something to them that I wasn't quite sure.
Mm.
Then I finished the pack, and then I read the pack.
Oh no.
And it was like protein boost. I was like, oh.
Oh.
It was like protein boost. I was like, okay, we'll probably got a lot of protein and I'm
gains.
Gonna get ripped or whatever. Mm. It was cricket protein. Crickets. It was said cricket protein. I said crick, crack, rock.
No.
Crickets. I said the cricket like the insect.
You're a vegetarian.
I know, I ate meat. I ate meat.
You ate crickets.
Crickets.
The poor crickets.
They put crickets in sour cream and onion. That is so crisps.
That is so not necessary.
Yes.
Why is it necessary to
and
put crickets?
Like, I finished the pack. I was like, cricket protein. I didn't think that was legal.
I didn't think that was legal.
It was just a bush chucker trowel thing.
Shit.
Yeah. So I broke my vegetarianism after
10 years.
Would you count a cricket as a mammal? It's not fish.
It's an animal. Yeah. It's got legs. It's got a heart. It's got a brain.
Yeah. So I...
Wow.
And how long have we... I've not ate meat in...
Almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Since you were 16 or 17?
16.
16. So you're coming up for 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, wow. We should celebrate. That's actually such a big feat. But
that's
yes,
huge.
So I ate an animal.
Wow. I do have to say, when I was ill last
although
week...
Although we do eat Haribos and they've got beef gelatin in.
Oh.
We don't
leave. I had a whole bag of Tang Fastics.
It's a lot of beef.
Yeah. Oh, it is. I always forget about that. Something I've really.
It's
so,
a
you
lot
know,
of beef.
When I was ill, I just couldn't really face any food. There wasn't much that I was.
And when you're ill,
face.
I always remember my mum say, dry foods only. Dry and plain.
Yeah. Well, my mum's motto is eat what you fancy.
Oh, Fiona, that feels a little rogue.
So, like, it doesn't matter, you know, what it is or what time of day. Just if you fancy it and if you think, oh, yeah,
when
I could eat that. Yeah, and it works.
Whoa.
That's what I live by.
Oh, interesting.
Eat what you fancy. Because when you're ill, like, some foods, like, it's like, oh, I can't face that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, God,
oh, so,
that makes me feel sick. Like, oh, the smell of that.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I can't stomach that. But if it's like, oh, I could eat that.
Yeah.
That's tickling my taste buds.
But then I
eat
suppose
what you fancy.
You're not that ill though if you're craving.
Exactly.
But that's a good, because if you're craving
but if you're,
foods.
If you can find something
right.
that you think, oh yeah, actually, I could eat that.
Yeah.
that's what you should go for.
Fair enough. Yeah, because I would always
but
think...
But the only thing I was craving, this was the point, sorry, off the crickets and the vegetarianism.
Crickets.
The only thing I was craving, I didn't eat it, but the only thing I was craving
meat.
Was a bacon sandwich. Like a white bread.
White bread. Butter.
Shit white bread.
Butter.
Bacon.
Beefy bacon. Up. Fresh from
that's
the pigs.
Every day I was like,
carcass.
I just really want that, but
whoa.
I didn't.
You could have found a good vegan one.
It's not. It's just
no.
Not you could have. It wouldn't have satisfied.
What are the bacon crisps? You could have had those bacon
Razzles,
crisps.
Frazzles.
Because they're actually
but I
vegan.
Wanted it in the white bread.
Yeah.
So instead I was just having the white bread and butter.
You could have done a sausage sandwich.
Could have,
little Richmond sauce.
But didn't fancy that as much.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Mm.
Bit of bacon fire.
I know, I haven't had that in years.
Bit of bacon. We always say, should we just have a chicken?
Should we have a bit of chicken?
Should we have a chicken? No.
No.
We need to watch Cowspiracy.
We need to refresh our vegetarianism
beliefs. But not that we're going off them. The crickets,
no,
that was an easy mistake.
I feel like that was
Tan
hard.
Fastics.
That was, yeah.
That's just is what it is. Sometimes
come on,
that happens.
It's just a byproduct.
You're right.
Yeah, we do need to refresh our...
Do you know what?
Because it's been years and years now.
Well, I watched that... The last time I watched that documentary was when I was 16.
Yeah, me too. Not watched it since.
No. We should probably refresh.
So we should probably refresh.
Gary's speech. Anyway, this is no...
Gary's speech.
This is not a vegan podcast. But if I watched
we'll
Gary's
save that for the
speech,
group chat. Gary's speech is what did
I
it for me.
If I watched Gary's speech, I'd throw away all my cheese, all my butter, all my eggs.
And I'd go back.
And all the fish.
All those prawns.
And all those prawns, and I would go back.
Maybe we
but
should.
That's something for another day.
All right, guys. Welcome back
but
to the girls' bathroom.
I want to go to Italy and just have a pizza with some cheese on it. And I want to just have some ice cream
and enjoy the local delicacies.
And just have a cone. An ice cream cone and some ricotta and some mozzarella.
This is why, you know, not labeling your diet
is beautiful.
It's nice.
Yeah, because some days we're vegan.
Some days you can be vegan. Some weeks you can be vegan.
Yeah.
Then if you want, but if, if you're going to Italy, you want some cheese.
Yeah,
you know, it's
cheese.
Everything in moderate. Just do what you want to do, guys. But that's how we roll.
Just wit what.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy. Right.
All right. Welcome back to the girls' bathroom, guys. Happy Wednesday. How are we all?
Slay all day.
We're going to jump
in. You know what
in.
Is actually so concerning?
What? The amount of times you say slay.
Saying slay.
Yeah, it's jarring.
An ungodly one. No, but how?
We went to Bagatelle and she went, lovely night at Bag of Slay. It's like, you need to stop.
Well, you know what?
Because it's infiltrated into my vocabulary too.
Laugh.
It's become our social act.
Some girl commented on my TikTok going, oh, slay.
Slay.
Summon slay. And her name was Eliza. And I said, Eliza slay.
Slay.
I just made myself laugh. It's not even that funny.
Sophie slay.
Sophie slay. Yeah, slay all day. Anyway. We've got a good question of the week this week.
Question of the week is...
Yeah.
This is from Chintzia's brain.
Thank you.
What is the craziest thing you have found on your partner's phone?
Let me try and think from experience for 1 second. I've never had a scandal phone discovery, to be honest.
Me neither.
Which is good because fucking hell,
that
I don't
would
know how
set me off.
That would send me. I don't know. I don't know.
That's
how
hard
I would
to recover
react,
from.
You know, whether it was another, you know, some girl's pair of titties. Imagine finding some pair of tits
that aren't yours. That aren't,
they're clearly not my breasts.
They're not mine.
So I've
I
never,
fucking wish they were.
No, we've never had a scandal like that.
Or messages.
Thankfully,
know?
Touch wood.
But I will say I've never looked.
No, but I've but yeah, which is good because you've never need a reason to outsource.
Yes.
Right?
I've never had that feeling of... I need to look at that.
Yeah, which is, that's positive. That shows you've
I guess
had
it's positive.
Good, healthy relationships in the past. But I guess if you were just going on your partner's phone
and accidentally came
across,
you know,
and just looking at the weather and just suddenly saw something you weren't looking for
in the photos,
that would be a shock of a lifetime.
Yeah, that would piss me off. I didn't even want to find this.
Exactly.
And it presented itself to me.
Yeah, I wasn't.
And now my day's ruined.
This kind of stuff today. Mm.
Okay, well, we've not really got anything to say about that, but I'm sure you guys have. So what's the craziest thing you've ever found on your partner's phone? Let's have a read.
Oh, that's going to be some crazy shit.
Messages to loads of girls, but they'd all add him.
Oh,
that's embarrassing.
Just how embarrassing.
Just knowing that no one
you?
Else wants him.
How embarrassing.
He's hired prostitutes.
Oh,
another
Lord.
Girl's nudes.
Oh.
This question has brought back years of trauma.
Oh,
sorry
I apologize.
About that. Nudes. He was texting prostitutes. I've never looked because what you don't know can't hurt you.
So what are they doing? Storing old nudes
from
in a folder under
sounds
what?
Like
nudes?
It. Sounds like it. His ex's nudes.
Lord.
Messages to his mum about him wanting to break up with me.
Oh, that's a sad one. That's a
that's
sad
a hard realize. One
that's
to
a
read.
Hard one to read. I would start sobbing.
Messages to the girl he cheated on me with saying he missed her.
You crazy bitch.
Wow. A message in the boys' group chat saying that he wants to sleep with my bestie. Wow.
Not nice. Not nice at all.
A Bumble notification.
Oh.
That.
I mean, we advocate for Bumble, but not in this sense.
Not in this sense. Someone said, I've never checked his phone. Trust is important. Yeah, but if you've got... I respect that too. But if you've got a feeling...
We always say...
I would go looking.
If something's going on and you've got some sort of intuition where it's like, I need to just double check. Something's not hip happening over there.
Yeah.
Then 100%.
But then I would also say...
looking for something if you've got no...
Grounds,
because then it's like,
research.
Oh, because then you've just got, there's just an issue with trust.
Yeah. I would just say the only thing is it could potentially be a bit of a slippery slope.
Yes.
Because once you've looked.
Once a month. Once every 6 months.
It's like, oh, I've not looked at that in a while. Or, you know, if he was in a bad mood one day, you might think, I need to go back and like, I feel like once you've done it once, it's sort and maybe you found something. Yeah. And then it's like, well, now I need to be looking all the time, surely, because if I'd never looked, I would never know.
Well, yeah, because there's one thing, like, I would never want to read, like, a boys' group chat.
No.
Like, I feel like
won't click
the
on
contents
that.
Of
imagine
a boys
doing
group
a boys'
chat.
Group chat and searching your name. You've got to be brave to do that.
That, God, you'd have to, I'd have
That'd
to
be
lock
the
myself
end.
In a room and just do
throw
that
the phone out the
in
window.
The quiet, maybe after some alcohol. But to be fair, I wouldn't, don't like that, mm-mm.
We've got payments on his bank to girls' OnlyFans.
Ooh. Does it come out of the bank saying OnlyFans? Then it must do.
Maybe, yeah. But
it
we all you have to do the email trick, don't you?
Yes, the email trick.
We all
where
know
you
the go
email trick.
Sign up and you'll put your boyfriend's email in and it will say, sorry, this user already exists.
Jesus.
Genius.
That's crazy.
Ex sending all his money to cam and Twitter girls.
Ooh.
Lot of porn,
ooh.
Lot of nudes, a lot of OnlyFans payments.
Ooh.
Honestly, the text to the mum is what's doing it for me.
Ooh.
A whole other girlfriend. Oh,
ooh.
Shit. Haven't looked. I already don't sleep.
Oh, poor girl.
Him telling his mum he finds me annoying. Oh, God. That's
hurtful.
That's
not that bad. That's not that bad.
Him sexting other girls.
Ooh.
Messages from his sister slagging me off.
Ooh.
Ouch. That's
not the
sister. Nice.
Oh, that's sad. Not the sister.
Oh, my God. Him inviting a girl out to our favorite dinner spot, dessert, and nighttime drive.
Did you see
just
that
copy
TikTok?
And pasting your dates. Copy and pasting your
Did
dates.
Did you see that TikTok of those two friends?
No.
And they were talking about some dates they've been on recently. Mm. One of the girls was like, oh, I went on such a lovely date with this guy. It was so thoughtful, romantic. Aww. It was like, I can't remember exactly what it was, but they did something. Then after, they went back to his.
Right.
And they did like a drink and paint session. And he
oh,
had like canvases.
That sounds quite fun.
He had little canvases. He had like white t-shirts for her to put on so
oh,
she doesn't
nice.
Ruin her outfit.
Very thoughtful.
And then after they've like done, oh, what was it, a paint and sip. And then after they've done the painting, he like took a picture of her on like a film camera and like gave it to her. And it was like super cute, wholesome vibes. So she was telling a friend about the date and she was like, she was like, I've been on that exact date. The same guy, he just copied and pasted the same date. Did the exact same thing, took them back, did the paint thing, gave her the white t-shirt and took the picture of, and they both have a picture with their little canvases. Stop. Like this, holding the canvases.
And it just so happens that they're best friends.
Yeah, well, they were friends and they realised that this same guy did the same date.
Copy and pasting.
Yeah, so everyone in the comments was like, we need to find who else has attended this same date.
The paint and sip.
The paint and sip. But the thing is, like, he knows what works well. Successful. Because they were, you know,
they were talking about
the
it.
The girl was talking about how cute and romantic and thoughtful it was. Mm. Like, even just the white shirt thing.
Yeah. Here. Little things.
Don't want to get your dress ruined by the paint.
Yeah.
And take a pic.
Yeah. It's probably so good because he's refined it over time.
Yes, exactly. Trial and error.
Trial and error. She needs a shirt.
Exactly.
I'll do that on the next one.
When a girl got paint on her. Mm. And he thought, next time I'm going to buy some XL shirts.
Yes.
XL t-shirts from Walmart. Yes. Pop that on while you're doing your painting.
Mm.
Crazy.
Maybe one girl said, take a picture of me.
We went, perfect touch.
Add that into the routine.
So perfect touch to the end of the night. And then they got a little memento. And then if it goes
take home
on,
with.
Exactly. Then if it goes on to marriage, you've always got that one picture from that first date. It's cute.
Mm, it's cute.
Because, you know, if you're going to marry someone, you would want something cute from your first date.
Well, imagine if you had a little
picture from your first date. Because you're not like taking selfies and shit on a first date, are you?
No. Should we take a selfie? Snotted. Fuck off.
No, fucking selfie.
Get away from me, creep.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Well, should we get into some dilemmas?
Absolutely.
That was quite a trauma question of the
trauma
week for some
inducing.
Of you guys. Mm, so I'm sorry about that. But nothing positive on boys' phones.
But then it's like, if a boy went on my phone, he'd find fuck all.
I know.
So it's just like, come on.
Oh my God. Sorry. Yeah. Last one. This is the worst. My most recent ex, I found in his notes, the draft text of his breakup text to me.
Oh no, the draft, not the final version.
Because he didn't want to be typing for too long on his iMessage.
I was looking through my notes actually the
other
day.
Some weird things in the notes.
I was trying to find some passwords or some shit that I've written down in some fucking note. Weird paragraphs I found from different periods of time.
Yeah, I thought, God, delete that. Delete that.
2018, some paragraph for what the fuck's that? Something else, something else, something else.
Weird lists of shit.
Mm. Really random shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the notes
we
is
should
a
go
scary
through
place.
Our notes.
I think the notes would be the last place I would actually want to look.
Yeah, but is it the best thing to look at?
Yeah, because the last thing you want to find is the pros and cons list.
Yeah, about you.
About whether they should date you or whether they should be, you should be their new fucking girlfriend.
Or a pros and cons list or you versus Susan.
Yes.
You know?
You versus someone.
Yeah, fuck.
Fuck
it's even worse.
No, because it's like you should just know.
Mm.
You know?
Why are you writing
I'm
it
not,
down?
I'm not.
Why are you comparing and contrasting?
A comparison and a compare. Mm.
Absolutely. Lord. Right, let's get into some dilemmas, guys. But before we do, we have to mention our group chat.
Girls'
Bathroom group chat. If you guys don't know, get to know. So we see you here. We're here every Wednesday.
Every Monday. Uh-huh.
We're in the group chat.
Because there's a whole new episode there on Monday. So if you want an episode every Monday,
absolutely.
Wednesdays aren't going anywhere, but if you want an extra episode on a Monday, then
if you
want
to see us twice a week,
you can sign up to the group chat. It's www.patreon.com/thegirlsbathroom.
I think.
Yes. And you can sign up there. It's £3.99 a month.
Less than a cup of coffee, guys.
And
four extra episodes a month.
And there's loads of other bits and bobs. Like when we do some merch and the next tour, there'll be loads of benefits.
And there's obviously a group chat on there. People are chatting. Yes. People are getting to know each other. We're contributing here and there. So it's a lovely time. So if you want to see us twice a week, guys, go and
sign
up to Patreon.
Monday and Wednesday, you guys.
Because we're there all the time. Baby. Okay, right. First dilemma this week is, okay, this is where we're starting this week, guys. I slept with my neighbor now what?
See, it's
that's tricky.
It's giving, I slept with a colleague and now it's a bit, it's the same family of, it's the same family of issue, of dilemma, isn't it?
You're gonna have to move.
But neighbor wise, I don't see none of my fucking neighbors.
True.
Very rarely.
Very
rarely. I'm in and out of the house at unusual times. It's like a ghost town in that building.
I know, but it's because we're not leaving at the popular times. We're not leaving at rush hour.
Yeah, that's true.
Because imagine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
imagine like if you're in an apartment.
I've never seen the same face twice. That's for sure.
You're not.
No, Sophia.
See, I do see people, I have to say.
No.
In the lift a lot, I see people.
That lift is only ever me in that lift. Anyway.
Anyway, but if you're in a house.
If you're in a house and it's a front garden and type thing and a back garden.
You're coming
type
out
thing,
the house. And also you
can hear them in their garden. Maybe they can see into your garden from their window.
Little things like that.
Yeah.
So I had sex with my neighbor.
Sorry, wait. You could do a lovely extension and merge the houses.
I know. If you're allowed to do that. Planning permission.
You get planning permission.
Remove the boundary.
Take the boundary out. Make a gorgeous, huge fucking house.
You got an 8-bed house.
Yeah, Jesus. It's not a bad idea. To be honest, not a bad idea.
I wonder if anyone's ever done that.
I bet you they have.
You reckon?
100%. I bet
fall in love with a neighbour and combine the
100%
houses.
100% that has to have. If not, we'll write the novel.
Yeah.
We'll write the novel.
I could see that happening on like a new build estate.
Yes.
Where all the houses are kind of the same and they can be merged together.
Yes.
But the old streets where the houses next door look nothing alike.
No, but all we need is a good architect. It's coming
and
doing
a lot of money.
And a lot of, we're going to need a lot of cash, but all we're going to need is
maybe the neighbor's rich.
Yeah. All we need is a talented architect who's going to build, draw a great illustration. We'll say, we'll go for that.
Yeah. Could even be a demolition job and a rebuild.
There we go. Yeah.
But that would be a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. But, you could be onto something fantastic.
I had sex with my neighbor.
Okay.
Here we go. Said it straight away. And to define neighbor,
yes,
our gardens overlook each other.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
There is no privacy. Oof. I have to walk past his bedroom window every day to go to the gym, work, etc. Shit.
Right. So is it like a ground floor?
I think you're in houses. You've got your maybe a terrace building.
Yeah.
Terraced houses.
Yeah.
His bedroom's maybe at the front. Your garden's right there
you're
next to each
past
other.
His bedroom.
There is no escaping or hiding from him. He is right there next door. Anyway, to give context.
God, are the walls thin?
Our two houses have become... God, that could be interesting. Get someone else around. He'll be thinking, fucking hell, what's going on
exactly.
next door?
You start to fancy him. All of a sudden you hear, oh, hi.
you hear a clink of glasses. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. You then you hear him.
Music.
Yeah, yeah. Put some low and slow music on. What the fuck is going on around there?
Oh, God. Oh, okay. So there's no escaping or hiding from who's right there. Anyway, to give context, our two houses have become relatively friendly. Oh, okay. So I think you both live with people.
Got it.
Our two houses have become relatively friendly and it turned out me and Brian have mutuals.
Okay.
We connected due to this, messaged a little bit and eventually went out for a drink. This drink was defined as a drink, not
a date.
A date.
Okay.
And I never thought otherwise and I assume neither did he.
But I'm sorry, also nothing more handy than dating someone who lives right next door.
So handy. Sharing a cab.
You know.
Come back to mine. If you wanted to go to his, you could... Pop next door, get your cleansing
let me just
bar,
go,
get
exactly,
your toothbrush,
let me just go get
change
my
your clothes.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm just going to nip home. Just going to freshen up for a second.
And I'll be back.
And if you ever need a poo, nip home.
Yeah.
Vice versa. You can nip back to your fucking toilet and have a poo. And then you're not pooing in my toilet.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
In the early days. Don't want to be doing that.
It's fantastic.
It's smart, isn't it?
In the early days. How great is that? But
so
nice. Bit of cleansing bar pick up. You know, bit of change of clothes.
Yeah.
Have a shower in your own shower.
Yeah, bit of
peace and
quiet.
And then go back to his. It's just...
fresh.
Honestly, if I could choose a situation, that would be one of them.
So that night we had, so it's a
drink, for a drink,
not a
date.
That night we had a very drunk kiss. Cool. I didn't think anything of it and decided the best course of action was to act like nothing happened.
Oh, okay. So what? There was not even a...
It didn't... You know, you went home, but then it was you're in your door and
so
I'm in my
door. So they kissed at the drink thing, separated.
But that was it.
Or maybe it was a kiss before departing into the separate homes.
But she was like, I'm going to act like nothing's happened.
Okay.
I'm going to forget about that.
Okay.
But we went out another time. Okay. Again. So this was getting a bit datey territory if you're going out
again. Just the two
again.
Of them? Or is this a group situation?
It's not Seb, but I think it's just the two of them. And this time we had sex.
Okay. Yeah, so it again, escalated.
We've continued as normal.
Wonder whose they went to.
I know.
Doesn't matter, really.
Doesn't matter.
Because it's so easy
and
great. I think
I'd rather go there because then I can leave.
Leave.
Whereas yes. if you come to mine...
It's harder to kick someone out.
Yeah, how do I get you out?
It's easy to say, I best be going.
Yeah.
Best be off then. Best be off. Mm. Getting a bit late.
See you later.
Yeah, instead of going, do you want to leave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you go now?
Can you go now? Especially when they're just next
quite
door.
Quite tired.
It's actually quite awkward, that.
Then they hear you up and about.
You should just build a little trap
the
door.
House.
Like a little, I don't know, a little just like secret button. Door. You should just build a secret door between the two of you. That would actually be so cute.
Through the bookcase.
Yeah. Yes. There we go. Through the bookcase.
Oh, God. Best be off.
Best be off.
Okay. So they've had sex. Right. But again, acting as normal and like nothing has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
But it's hard not to mention. Mm.
You live next door.
Right. But also like, I don't, okay, go on. So it's
Brian
unspoken.
Brian has been, so I'm assuming like you guys aren't really like texting and it's not
right,
developing in that way.
Because I was thinking, surely if you had any type of communication on socials, there'd yeah. be a little like something.
So again, we've continued as normal. Brian has been single around 6 months after quite a traumatic relationship. Ooh. So obviously isn't looking for a relationship, mm-hmm. Meaning I am just casually sleeping with my neighbor.
Yeah.
I guess my dilemma is, what the hell do I do now? If things go wrong, even on a casual level, we can't escape each other because we're next door.
Right.
Neither of us can exactly ghost the other because, like, I know where you live.
Yeah.
What if I look out my window and he's there with another girl in the garden, you know?
Yes.
How exactly do I proceed? Or how do I even play it cool when the person is literally right there? Mm. Should I just end things now to avoid any potential complications? Or do you think I should just go with the flow and have fun? Any just general insight yeah. would be more than welcome.
My initial reaction would just be, go with the flow. This is kind of fun.
It's kind
unique.
Of fun.
It might be a good story one day. Like you're
it
either
already
gonna,
is quite a good
exactly,
story.
Exactly. Like you're either going to fall in love and have kids or...
And combine the properties.
Or, exactly. Or one day you're going to go, oh, I once dated my neighbor and it's a funny story. Mm. I get the like, look at like... You know, thinking of the worst case scenario. If
you're
this
just
goes,
being smart.
Yeah,
like you're going in level-headed, thinking this could be
quite
awkward.
You don't
want
it to end in tears.
It's the same. It is the same energy, like you said at the beginning, of getting involved with a colleague.
Yes, it
like,
is.
You kind of want to do it because it's fun. It's very convenient.
They're right
next
there.
Door.
There's a lot of chemistry. Mm. You can't really avoid it because you've seen this person
all
most
time.
Days.
You may be hearing him through the walls.
Exactly.
You're thinking, oh my God, he's right there.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, you are also thinking, like, oh, this is going to be really fucking awkward if it doesn't work out. But then that's like anything. Like,
exactly.
You shouldn't, you know, go into something thinking about the end necessarily.
No.
Like, you could probably talk yourself out of a lot of situations.
Exactly. If you were thinking,
you know,
about
thinking,
the worst case scenario,
well, if
all
that
the time,
happens, that's going to be awkward. But that's
exactly.
not happened yet.
Exactly. I think I would say go with the flow. Look, you could easily stop sleeping with him.
Yeah.
It's been one time.
You
I
could write it off at this
you
point
could.
As a one-time thing.
You could. And he's not going to say anything because he's not said anything so far. So he fucking hell. So you could easily just like nip it in the bud now. But I feel like there's something there.
Yeah.
And I just think go with the flow. You're single. He's single.
Why not?
You're
now's
young,
the time.
Sexy, flirty and thriving.
Now,
the time is now.
True.
To sleep with the neighbor. The time is now. And deal with the
consequences
later. Why would
you
later.
Not?
She's just thinking about what could be. Mm. But look, at the end of the day, if it becomes a little awkward and it ends a bit shitty, then all it is going to be a few yeah, you could just move. Or it's just going to be a few awkward encounters.
Yeah.
And we can all handle a few
How
awkward
often
encounters.
Do you really see your neighbour?
Come on.
Not that often.
No, I mean, I don't. That's all I'm thinking about. Mm. I'm thinking if I started dating someone up on the seventh floor.
Yeah.
And then it ended badly. I ain't never seen him again because I don't ever see anyone in that
but
building
But I feel
anyway.
Like in houses, it is different.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking at home, you see your neighbours a lot.
Yeah.
Like you're getting in the car at the same time.
That's
or
fair,
you're out
actually.
Or you're in the garden at the same
that's
time.
Fair.
Like I feel like apartments, you're a bit more locked away.
Yeah, that's
but
fair.
But I feel like houses, you're a bit more out in the open, aren't you?
I know, but you think in the apartments, you'd see each other all in the hallways.
I know.
But
I know.
You don't.
I know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I'd say go for it. Same. I don't think you've really got much to lose.
I think go why for
not?
It.
If Live you're looking for something like casual, like you said, he's not long out of a relationship. I think you know what the risks are.
You've obviously got undeniable chemistry. I think you need to explore it.
I think
there's
probably something quite fun.
Yeah, and I think he's probably thinking, oh, this is kind of ooh, ooh, ooh.
And how great she lives next door.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. And like we said, it's absolutely ideal if you actually start dating each other. Yes. You can do the nip round.
You've obviously got the same taste in property.
That's a great sign.
Because I'm imagining the houses are similar.
Yes, it's a great sign for the future. Mm. It's a great sign for the future. And then what a lovely story.
I know
you said he's fresh out of a relationship, but you just never know, do you?
I know.
What a lovely story. He was my neighbour. Guys, he was my neighbour. Yeah. That's a lovely story.
And then you'll be thinking, God, if I never lived there, I'd never have met you.
I think it's so cute. Mm. I think take the risk.
Take the risk or lose the chance.
Exactly. Like, we're young.
Keep us posted on that.
Right. So what we've got
you
now is...
You need a sexy neighbour. It's a shame.
I know. I don't see anyone. And I'm not friendly enough in the hallway, so... Mm. If I was to see... The only man who told me I smelt nice was an old guy. Remember when he told me I smelt... That's the closest I've come to any encounter with any man in that building.
Nice compliment, though.
Yeah, I'll let you know what... It was a lovely compliment because it let me know that the perfume was working.
Working.
You know when you don't
and
know
was if impressionable.
If you're radiating a nice smell. Mm. But a compliment is all the wonders, isn't it? Right, so we've got help. Boyfriend's strange relationship with baby mum. How strange? I mean, it'd be nice if it was a positive relationship.
Absolutely.
You don't want to date someone who's got a really negative relationship with their baby mum.
Well, it's not ideal.
It's not ideal. It's manageable, not ideal, but you'd rather them have a healthy relationship than a not healthy one.
I would say yes.
Not a too healthy one where he's sneaking
Getting
and sleeping
together.
With her on the weekends when he drops off the kids. But yeah, okay. Hello. Wonder if you can give me some insight, please.
We can try.
Girls, I really need some help. My boyfriend and I have been together a while and everything has been going great until a few months ago. I never used to be insecure and he's always shown me how much he adores me and still does show me. Okay. However, I'm starting to feel like my feelings don't mean as much anymore.
Don't mean as much.
Whoa. His baby mum keeps referring to him as daddy on text.
Daddy.
Oh, daddy, when are you coming to pick up the kids? No, I get when she's around the kids, though, she has to call him dad or daddy.
Yeah.
It's not a sexual thing. It's a normal thing.
Yeah. We need to take the sexualness out of it.
Yeah. And like daddy is, that's just what kids call their dad. So she's probably just used to calling him dad or daddy.
Mm. Especially if the kids are young.
Yeah. Like, and she's probably just...
I'm thinking my dad will call my mum.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ask mum.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask dad. Ask mum. Isn't it weird that all mums and dads have the same name?
Yes. Our mums have got the same name.
I think, you know, I always found it funny. When you're lost in a supermarket.
Yeah.
Mum. Well, whose mum is it? There's a lot of mums in here, but they've just got to know your voice.
I always thought that.
Mummy.
You know, I said that to my mum once because I was lost in a supermarket looking down all the aisles.
There's so many mums in here.
Mum. And I remember thinking, she's not going to know. There's so many mums in here. And I remember saying
to her, 40 mums are going to approach me.
I remember saying to her when, like, she turned around, I thought, how did you know you were the mum that I wasn't after? Yeah, I always found that fascinating.
Isn't it weird? So, and also, like, she probably would rather call him dad than, like, Ben.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's calling him what he is.
Because Ben is her ex, but dad is the father of her kids.
Exactly. Dad's the thing that's not going away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay,
but it's
so
the daddy, probably, that's... You're daddy. Reading it and thinking, whoa.
Yeah, you're going, daddy, can you pick the kids up at 5? Mm. And you're going, whoa. Right. So his baby mum keeps referring to him as daddy.
Okay.
On text, out of context of the child. Oh, okay. It'll be in situations right. where it has nothing to do with their child. And it's often quite unnecessary text. She also refers to him as Bubs, which I find Bubs. Bizarre. Yeah, that's like an endearing thing. That's like babes or baby.
Yeah.
I would say that's
a pet name.
Yeah, that's like saying, it's a pet name,
it's
isn't
a babe,
it?
Yeah.
It's what you say, yeah. Bubs, I wouldn't want to be called Bubs.
I don't feel any way about Bubs. Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Wouldn't choose it, but not offended
wouldn't
by
choose
it at all.
Okay.
Doesn't come naturally to me.
No.
But wouldn't hate it.
But I guess it's like babe
on
never
the right
used to
person.
Come out of my mouth when I'm calling everyone babe.
Me too. That's coming out of my mouth
is
as
it?
Well.
I've not heard it come out of your mouth.
I wouldn't call you it, I don't think.
No, I call certain people babe.
Yeah.
I like it. I just think comes it's really out. A nice word.
You know, you used to hate it.
I know.
Yeah.
But
I remember you saying I hate it.
My dad
it.
Says babe a lot.
I know. And your mum says it a lot as well.
And I think I've picked it up over the years.
I say it a lot now.
Yeah. Good. It's a nice word.
Mm.
Okay. So I've asked for him to say something which he said he... start that again.
Where we were.
I think there's no commas in that. I have asked for him to say something which he said he would the next time it happens.
Whoa, that's a long sentence.
So she said, the next time she calls you Bubs or Daddy, I would like you to kind of address
me.
It. Oh, I think she's saying, However, it has not happened again multiple times and he's still not. Okay, God. Let me read that again. That sentence doesn't make too
go
much
on, babe.
Sense.
Give it
Thank
another
you,
go.
Thank you, babes. I have asked for him to say something. I think that was meant to be a comma.
Mm.
Which he said he would.
Okay.
Next time it happens.
Okay.
Full
got it,
stop.
Got it.
New sentence.
Making sense.
However, it hasn't happened again.
It hasn't?
No. She
okay.
says it. Oh, wait. Oh, I read you wrong.
Sorry.
No. She says, however, it has happened again multiple times and he's still not said something.
Got it.
That was all my error.
Got it. It's making sense now.
Okay, so you've said, I would like you to say something the next time it happens. He said, I promise.
And he hasn't.
Got it. Don't get me wrong. The replies back are not entertaining it in any way. It's not like he's flirting with her, but it just still doesn't sit well with me. I encouraged him to talk to a friend about when we argue, as I do the same with my friends because it makes me feel better and helps me to get advice.
Okay.
Okay, so you've said to him, look, talk to your mates, you know, and get some advice.
However, are you worried that he's confiding in his baby mum?
Oh, I'm not sure. She says, however, he told me when he spoke to his friend, he missed out the main details as to why I was upset and failed to mention the names she calls him, but told his friend how well him and baby mum get on, which makes me out to be extremely insecure and I'm upset over nothing. Oh, okay, so he's not telling his friends the truth about why
he missed
upset.
Out a bit of the story. Okay.
Right. He does an awful lot for his son and is an amazing dad. He would do absolutely anything for him. However, it feels as if sometimes he'd do anything for her. And it feels like she takes advantage of this. I'm feeling so insecure at the moment and we seem to be arguing more and more. Am I being unreasonable?
Okay,
so you're getting a bit insecure and thinking that he cares more about the baby mom right now than you. Because it is a shame that, you know, you've asked for him to kind of address the issue and he's kind of not. That's disappointing because actions speak louder
than
words.
But I do see it from his side because maybe he thinks, you know, I've got to pick my battles with my baby mama.
My battles.
You know, I've got to pick my battles wisely. Yeah. And like, I'm not really bothered the fact that she calls me daddy, bub, whatever. Bubs. Like, I'm not gonna, like, we need to be on good terms. We need to keep this healthy.
And he's thinking,
we need to keep this moving. Yeah. I'm not here. I'm not going to try and have an argument for no reason. Yeah. Like, he probably thinks, like, I don't care that she calls me these names. Mm. Like, I'm not going to disrupt this dynamic. We've got a good thing going on right now. We've been pretty steady for a while now. We're in the rhythm of it. I don't want to...
We're co-parenting well.
Exactly, we're co-parenting. I don't want to, like, cause a fuss over something which I actually don't even care about. I just hit myself in the face with the microphone.
She's got attacks.
She's got punched. I think that's probably what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be asked to have a discussion over this.
Yeah, so I understand his perspective. Mm. But then we need to see it from the new girlfriend's perspective. You know.
Well, I think this is potentially something that, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. It would give me the, you know, ick as well, being like, oh, this is a bit uncomfortable, like, blah, blah, blah. But you've signed up to date someone who's got kids.
Yeah.
So, like, you've got to realize you're not number one priority. His son is, and probably the mother of his child. Like, he has to keep that unit happy. Like, they're going to be parents together to this child forever. You might not be around forever. And he knows that. And he's got to think, well, this is what my forever is. You know, this has got to be my, this came first. Like, I've got a responsibility here. Yeah, he's not got a responsibility to be in a relationship with this woman, but he's got to, he wants to keep the peace and keep it happy and keep it moving, especially because he's the dad. Like, you don't know, he might think, like, she might not, not let me see him
I understand that, and I
you're just not top of the list, but you knew that when you signed up for it, because he's has already got a family.
And I see now why you guys are arguing a bit more, because you're kind of starting to resent him, because you kind of spoke up about what was making you uncomfortable. He's not addressed it. Now you start, look, I've been there, you start to resent the person. You're picking a fight, because you're literally, you don't even want to be on good terms with this person, like, you literally pick fights, and, like, because there's something up and that's not been resolved,
you're not happy,
and you're not happy, and until it's been resolved, you can't really get back to that good place. So
something's pissing you off,
right? So we even need to move forward and, like, agree, you know, and come to a solution, or we're going to be arguing like we are for a while, because we're resenting each other. I've said something to you, you've not addressed it. He's might be resenting you a little bit, because, oh, why is she bringing this
moaning
up? It doesn't mean
me.
Anything. Like, she's calling me dad. Yeah, I am a dad. I am the dad to her child. La la la. I would have, like, one final conversation.
Yeah,
I mean, because if you want to move forward, you need to put it behind you, and you need to come to a resolution. Otherwise, you're just going to keep going on right now as you are until it blows up, and you probably break up. To be honest, because that's how it goes when you get down that path of arguing. Yeah. You know, and you can't get out of it because you're just arguing. You've not resolved the issues that you've got.
Yeah.
So I would say, one more conversation, be like, look, we're arguing a lot. This is shit. I don't want to be in a relationship where we're arguing a lot. You know,
maybe
I want to make a decision
also
to move forward with you. I want us to put this behind us.
Yeah.
Please, I want to understand, you know, and
maybe
just talk
try
about
and, like,
it.
get really understand within yourself what it is you're not happy with. Like, do you feel threatened by their relationship? Are you potentially worried that he might get back with her?
Because I feel like there's more to it than just
somewhere.
The nicknames.
Yeah, because I think if you've said, like, he doesn't feed it back, he doesn't give it back to her, this old bubs and whatever, like, you're not worried by any context of the messages. It's just these pet names. You've been together for a while, you said. Everything else seems okay apart from that. So is it just that this is, like, a bit of a sore spot for you, which I could totally understand. Like, I would be the same. Like, if I was with someone
hard to navigate.
It is hard to deal with. Like, especially if you've got not kids. If you haven't got kids with someone that you're trying to co-parent with, you can't really relate. And it's a lot to take on, like, it, you know, blending families. There's a lot of politics that come within that.
Right. At the end of the day, I totally
understand your feelings, but maybe if it is just a case of you feeling like maybe potentially a bit threatened by their relationship, or it makes you feel uneasy,
kind of thing.
Like, there's a chance that that's actually a you problem, and that's probably not going to go away. And what can he do about that?
Yeah, I'm thinking at the end of the day, if you're not happy and you don't feel like a priority and you have voiced some things to him and he's not changed, I think this is just not the relationship for you. You've tried it out, you know, you want
to... it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard, but also like you want to feel like the priority in a relationship and you deserve that. You deserve to be loved and you deserve to be adored. And, you know, you deserve to be put first. And right now he can't give you that.
Yeah, he can't give you what you want.
And no matter probably how many conversations you have, like you could have one more conversation, but no matter how many talks and conversations you have, if he can't give you that right now because he is occupied, he's got a lot on his plate, then he can't give you that right now and you need to leave because you deserve way more and you deserve a guy who's gonna adore you and give you the world and put you first and be your be his priority,
be his number one.
So my advice would be, I think it's run its course. Probably you've tried your best. Probably not.
I think
right.
if this is no setting doubt. You off so much,
no
there's
doubt.
Been other contributing factors, and this is kind of like the straw that's
more
broke
to the
camel's
story.
Back.
I think he's just not in a place right now to be in a relationship and put
be the guy
and
that
put
you
someone
want.
Else first right now because you know he's a busy guy and he's got a lot on his plate.
Yeah.
So and my advice would be, I think it's just time to park it.
Yeah. And you can take the lessons of, okay,
exactly.
now,
you take the lessons.
You know, I don't want to be with someone who's got kids.
Right.
I don't want to be with someone who's got young kids. Right. You know, I want to be with someone who is child free.
You
take
know, the
lessons. You're a young girl. There's plenty of guys out there who haven't got
you
kids
know,
yet.
You know,
it's not like we're 50 and everyone's got these grown up
no,
kids.
No, no,
like, there's
no,
a lot
no.
of guys out there in your age range that probably haven't got kids.
Right. And you
like,
can
there's
say,
someone out there for you.
You want to date someone now who's not got an ex who's still in the picture.
Yeah.
You know, these are your non-negotiables
and
you can move into the future and into your future dating life with more clarity on what you want and what you deserve.
You've learned a lot from
great.
The situation.
And it's not a bad thing. So my advice would be probably just
keep it moving, maybe.
Exit. Dip. Get out of there. Because at the end of the day, you vocalized something and he didn't solve it.
Mm.
And when someone
For
shows you
reasons.
That they kind of disregard your, you know, concerns and emotional reaction to something, they don't really care.
Mm.
Because if they did care, they would resolve it and they want you to be happy.
Yeah.
And that's a hard lesson to learn.
Well, they put your feelings first
yeah,
as opposed
exactly.
to their own. And
and that is a hard lesson to learn. Like when you vocalize something and someone shows you they don't really care.
It's tough.
It's tough.
And you're just left with excuses.
You're left with excuses and a lot more words than waffles. But
Justifying.
Actions speak louder than words.
Mm.
So I would say just get out of there. Baby.
Okay, we have a boyfriend here who wants to be celibate.
Okay, King.
Boyfriend now wants to wait until marriage. Hi, girls.
So I'm assuming
me and my
you've been in a relationship and been having intercourses.
Absolutely. Me and my boyfriend, Brian, have been together for 3 and a bit years.
Poor Blime.
With this, we have been sexually active,
right.
having sex. For me, having a healthy sexual relationship is important. Doesn't take over my relationship, but it's a key aspect.
It is a key aspect.
Recently, Brian has decided to be baptized and has given himself to God to be a practicing Christian.
Amen.
Which obviously, I am so happy for him that he has such a strong faith that he believes in.
Love that.
Right now, we're doing long distance as he's a football trainer and
Slay.
Working pre-season in England.
Slay. Our Father who art in heaven.
And I'm going over to see him next week, so she's not in England.
So you're coming over to England.
The other night on FaceTime, I asked him about, does it change us having sex now that you're
You've
a devoted Christian?
Baptized.
He went quiet. Well, yeah, he replied. He said that it would be a sin and would want to now wait until marriage.
A sin?
Yeah, because it's a sin to have sex before marriage.
So he's a devout Christian.
He has
a sin.
It is. It's in
Ten
the Bible.
Commandments, right?
Selfishly,
Bible,
I asked him, will this be a permanent thing, not wanting to have sex? And he replied,
I get that, because it's kind of confusing that, you know, if we've been doing something the
for
same way
years.
For 3 and a bit years, and now you're telling me that,
well, it's like,
it's not going to be the same relationship we once had.
You've made this decision which affects both of us.
Exactly.
I've not had any part
in this. It's not like we got
baptized
together.
But I just don't have a choice. Yeah.
So you're making, you know,
the choice for us.
I'm happy for you, and I respect that you've made these Christian decisions, and I'm really happy that you've got baptized and you're following God and your faith. But
this affects me.
This also affects me and also our relationship and how I live my life now.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless we're going to be swingers.
Swingers
is when we both.
Yeah, unless I'm allowed to be open.
Open, which I don't expect a devout Christian.
So, selfishly, I asked him, will this be a permanent thing, not wanting to have sex?
Yeah.
And he replied, well, ideally, yes, but I'm not perfect, so it might happen.
Oh, come on.
Right, you're either devout or you're not.
Now, you're either putting a padlock on your pants.
Or
you know, can't say, oh, well, you know, yeah, I'm not perfect.
Padlock on your pants. That's brilliant. You're either putting a padlock on your pants.
Well, yeah, because you can't say I'm going to be celibate now and then saying, oh, well.
Well, it might happen. But also, that's not fair
that's
on
not
me.
Fair.
Because what am I? Am I like, I now just, don't know
just,
where
just
I stand.
Just if I'm completely, you know,
yeah.
desirable one day, yeah, your urges, not, you yeah. can't control your Christian urges then,
right.
can you?
Right. I thought you signed yourself up to God. Yeah. You know, it's one or the other.
I thought you'd locked it away.
Hang on. So, but I said...
Oh, that's funny that. Oh, well, I'm not perfect. Which also, yes, true.
True.
But also, like, this is our relationship and that's kind of crazy.
And if we're going through a big change.
So you need to be
sure.
Sure. And, like, committed. You need to be committed to this decision because, like, this is a bit... Yeah. You know, because... What?
You can't say that. So I said to him, well, I don't want to have sex with you then after you regretting it and have you then regretting it, thinking
exactly.
you've sinned.
That's such a... The next day, I have sinned. He's going to have
it's
to
true.
Go to... What did
confession.
We used to have to do? Confession.
And do 10 Hail Marys.
Yes.
On the rosemary beads.
Go back to your fucking bench and say 10 Hail Marys and God will forgive you.
He said, well, yeah, that's how I'd feel. Oi, sorry, it's
we
quite
We used
blunt.
To go to confessions, yeah.
It'd be like, what are you going to say? What are you going to say?
I'd go, Mum, what am I going to say?
I'd say, oh.
I smacked my sister around the face.
Yeah, I hit my brother last night because he was annoying me.
I stole her toy and I hid it. Yeah. And she still doesn't know I've got it. I've hidden it. Yeah. And he's gone, so how are we going to solve this?
Yes.
Maybe so I will give her this. Back the toy. I think I might give her back. Jesus would like that. Mm. God would like that very much.
That would be very good of you to do that.
And then he'd go, please, Lord, forgive her for she has sinned. Hand on the head. Please, Lord, forgive her for she has sinned.
And you go back to your seat. Oh, I'm free.
Feel set free.
Hail Mary, full
sins.
Of grace. Yeah.
The Lord is with me.
So,
you'd have to say.
I'm so confused.
It's look in his eyes
I know.
And tell him you've sinned.
I know. And I would always be like, I don't know what to say. What am I going to say? What am I going to say?
Horrid.
Yeah. I broke my brother's toy and he's really angry at me.
I actually stole
I
a £10 note out of my mum's purse.
Okay. I'm so confused on what to do. I don't want to offend him, but I went into this relationship having sex,
yes.
right? I think it's unfair on me by him just stopping
yes.
it, especially after over 3 years.
But also, with him saying he's not perfect, that he should never
you
have
can't
said
say that,
that because that's...
maybe he regrets saying that
yeah.
himself. Like
yeah.
we don't know.
Maybe yeah.
I left the FaceTime feeling worried for our future
yeah.
as I love him so much. I'm not sure I could be in a sexless relationship. Please get back to me, as I find it hard talking to my friends about this in case they don't take it seriously. This is the couple.
Oh, can I see?
Beautiful.
Oh, can I see?
Really beautiful couple.
Aww.
I know, they look really cute.
Aww. Really cute.
I know.
Really cute. Okay. So, yeah, because it is that you can't, it's very hard. You know, you've been used to a relationship one
Being
way.
A certain way.
For 3 and a bit years. You know, you're in your routine. You know, you've got past that honeymoon phase.
You've got you're in your dynamic.
You're in your dynamic. It's a healthy relationship. You've
it's working. It's flowing.
Right,
it's moving.
And you were once happy with the sex life.
Yeah.
Happy with, you know, all other aspects.
Yes.
And you had a good balance of things.
Yeah.
You're a bit long distance, but you were making it work.
Yeah.
And now, you know, sex isn't everything, but it is
It's a huge part for a lot of people. For a lot of people, it's a huge part.
It's intimacy
of a romantic relationship. And I just think,
Did you ever watch The Jury?
No.
You should have watched that in your sick week.
I started watching it, but I didn't get into it.
Well, you need to get into it.
Right, I need to go back.
Because there was one scene.
I did watch an episode.
There was one scene, and I can't remember now. I don't know if the guy was a virgin or he was a Christian or he couldn't have sex or whatever. Mm. But he said, look, I can put it in. But as long as I'm not going back and forth myself, we can have someone jump on the bed.
And move it.
And then if it just so happens that it's going back and forth.
Is this serious?
No, because it was the actors, wasn't it?
But this is a fake story.
He was like, I can put it in. But no. We're going to have someone jump on the bed. To cause some movement. But that's not real sex because I'm not thrusting. That's just what it reminds me of. So there might be solutions. There are methods and solutions that you guys could come to.
Could try out.
No, right, we're being serious now.
The point is, like we said
it's
before.
It's hard to go back.
He's made a huge decision for himself, but it's got which you respect and you admire, but it unfortunately has a huge effect on your relationship. You are collateral here, right? So I think you are well within your rights to be like, well, you know, this wasn't what I signed up for. I don't want to be a celibate lady. I'm not waiting till marriage. Like, I don't believe in that. You know, great that you do, but I don't. So maybe just the point is that you guys are no longer compatible. Like you were.
Yeah.
We had a great relationship. But this is a huge thing.
Because at the end of the day, if you met a guy now.
Yeah.
And you went on a first date with him.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm celibate. You know,
this ain't going to work.
I won't be, you know, having sex till marriage. Mm. You probably won't go on a second or a third date with him. Because
that's not how you choose to live.
And that wouldn't work with you.
Yeah.
And it's sad because you're so in love. Mm. But, you know, if it was anything else, like we say it all the time, don't we? Like, that's our point. We say, well, if you met him now,
yeah,
would you want to date him now? You know, now? No, you wouldn't. But
and like you are no longer compatible. There's a big thing in this aspect.
But then if they got married, they can have sex.
Right.
So it's like, how long are we talking? Mm. How long are we talking? Because if you're telling me in like a year, you might consider proposing to me. And you're the love of my life. If I consider you to be the greatest love of my life and you consider me to be, can I then wait 365 days
until we get married?
Mm. Until we get a proposal? And can I hold out maybe 2 years?
Well, that's your decision.
That's your decision.
That's something to talk about as a couple.
Because I think it's one or the other now.
Yeah.
It's like either like, okay, that's
let's
great.
Let's get married then.
You know, I want to be with you. So... yeah, let's get married then. Like, when are you talking? When are you thinking about popping the question? La, la, la.
Let's talk about it.
Let's actually talk about this because this is serious now. If we're waiting till marriage,
yeah,
I want to get married then.
I deserve to know.
Or if he's like, look, marriage isn't on the cards for me for, you know, about 7 years. Mm. Then, you know, is it that then you're just not compatible? And it's just like maybe he needs, and it's just... one of them things.
He's gone through a big heartbreak,
you know,
epiphany, and you're kind of growing apart potentially. You're not as in line as you once
because your
were.
Relationship's going to be different. Like,
it's going to be very different.
You know, you know the nights where you might go out for dinner and have a couple drinks and come back and have a nice sexy time.
It's not happening now,
and it's. You know, it's going to be...
And you might get frustrated at him because you're sexually frustrated.
And then you don't...
And then you're having arguments.
And then like Sophia said earlier, oh no, did she say in an email, then you don't want him to slip up.
Yes. And then start hating you because you've made him sin.
Right.
You're hating yourself because you've made him sin.
And wake up the next morning and go, that shouldn't have happened. And you're like... And then you don't want to feel like, oh, he regrets having sex with me. That's not a nice feeling.
It's a horrible feeling.
That wouldn't be a nice feeling.
No.
And then you're kind of like a bit confused because
Especially
it's a weird
like,
one.
Especially if a big thing for you is physical touch. Like, you know,
that's your love language.
Yeah. Like, you might not feel like, you know,
as close
as
to
close
him.
Close.
No,
you won't. You're not feel having any, like, you're not having that
those
intimacy.
Intimate moments.
Yeah.
And it is important. And I do think, you know, you really need to think about this and whether you can.
It's because, like we've said before, in different situations, it's you can't pedal back. It's hard to pedal backwards. Like, you know, it's not like we're starting out being a celibate. We've actually had a sexual relationship for 3 years and now we're cutting it off.
I didn't meet you as a celibate man.
Right, exactly.
You know, like we were saying, like if you went on a first date with this guy and he said, yeah. I'm celibate,
yeah.
la, 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 yeah. you probably wouldn't go on to date him.
Yeah.
So
I think it's up to you. I think
it
you
is.
You're within your rights to end the relationship. Absolutely. But if you think this is your soulmate and you really think it's the one, then you need to get married.
Yeah. Or ask
basically.
Him. Ask him, when are you going to propose then?
Yeah.
You know, am I the one for you?
When are we going to get married?
Because maybe
then?
You need to have that conversation. Like, do you see me as your future wife? Because if he does, okay, maybe I could ride this out then.
Yeah. If I
really think you're the one and you really do think I'm the one, but I don't want to waste my time. Mm. Like, I'm not going to stay in a relationship with you for 2 more years, not have sex, and you'd break up with me. Because then I've just wasted another 2 years of my life.
My sexy body years as
right.
well.
Right.
These ain't gonna
my
last
young
forever.
Fun thriving when I could have been out here on these streets meeting these guys having some fun but really I was you know
that's your call but that's a difficult decision.
It's a very difficult decision. I you know, don't make any impulse decisions but follow your gut. What's your heart telling you?
Yeah.
Okay,
last
boy
one.
Talk the chat. When is it okay? You know our rule.
We'd
say the chat shouldn't be the chat shouldn't even be something that you're thinking.
That you're
I think
having.
We need to have a chat about what we are because you should just know.
Our gold. If we were to create a faith,
if we were to write the Ten Commandments.
Our commandments would be: if you're having to have the chat,
if you're having to initiate a chat,
something is wrong.
Right, because. The fact that you don't know where you stand in this relationship
is a red flag. Because if you're confused,
no,
back and forth,
yeah,
hot and cold,
yeah.
Oh, did that sound different? What was that? I wonder what. How does he think about?
Does he see me in his future? Oh, I'm not sure.
Red flags.
Hey, girls, please. Long time listener here.
We should write our Ten Commandments.
We
have them on the wall.
We'll publish
to
them
refer
to the Instagram.
To.
Yeah, we will write them, publish them to Instagram. We can all share them around.
We'll think about that in the group chat.
Right. She says, I adore you both. Thank you, Queen.
That's lovely. Thank you.
So, straight to the dilemma. I've been single for almost 2 years now.
Okay.
Although
nice
I've enjoyed
time,
it. That is. It's a nice healing time. Healing time is good. Alone time is good. It's needed. Although I've enjoyed it and I've really had my fun, I've reached a point where I'm now ready to settle down. I've been on multiple dates previously and every guy I seem to come across, it just never seemed to progress.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with men at the minute, but they're just weird. They are weird. They are weirdos, yeah. That's for sure. A few months ago when I lost a little hope, I came across Brian.
Enter Brian.
Stage
left.
It's always when you lose a little hope.
Always. Always, always.
Who slid into my DMs telling me how beautiful I was, etc.
Thank you very much.
We instantly hit it off and arranged to meet 2 weeks later due to work commitments.
Lovely.
Got it.
I like it. A date straight in the
diary.
Boom,
it's
let's
nice.
Go.
He knows what he wants.
Yeah.
Well, we thought.
Does he?
When we finally met, it was like we'd known each other for years. Aww. We laughed for ages. He held me and I instantly felt safe.
Oh, wow.
For the first time in a very long time.
Ooh.
Very intimate being held.
Yeah.
On a first date.
Yeah, being
I
held.
I can't imagine that. Okay. Now fast forward 4 months. We met in March. Yep. March, April,
okay.
May, June, July.
Okay.
We're still seeing each other. Let's say. And he even surprised me with a trip to New York in September for my birthday.
Take a ching.
To the Big Apple. Let's go. Free trip to the Big App.
Let's go, baby.
Okay, so you're thinking, surely you're my boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's been 4 months and you've just booked
it's not
me like,
a birthday
trip. Because also,
like,
it's not like you're even chatting shit and saying,
no.
We should do a trip.
He's booked it. Flight confirmation.
Right.
baggage check.
Because there's nothing Heathrow, worse than an empty promise of a trip in a couple months' time.
Kills you.
When they just don't even see you in their future. But he's fucking booked the flights and shit.
Nice.
So that's a really good sign.
Really good sign.
For this like whole chat situation. Because obviously he cares about you enough to want to go on a holiday with you and also, treat you to
spend
it.
Spend his money on you.
Yeah.
He's worked for that.
Right.
He's paying.
So she says, my question is, though we still haven't had the chat, I know Sophia has stated a few times that we should never have to ask, what are we?
Amen.
To the guy, but it's been so difficult because in my eyes, he is mine, but am I his? So you are you're saying you're confused. I'm not speaking to anyone but him, and I can only hope that he's doing the same, but how do I approach it?
Shit.
Shall I give it a few more months or wait until we're away, then approach the subject? What should I do?
Listen.
Is it still too early? Shall I just wait for him? I don't want to put any pressure on it, but I just don't know where we both stand. I've had my heart broken and time wasted before. I'm not willing to go through it again. However, I know my worth. And if it is time for me to let go, then that's fine.
Sorry, please help. To clarify, is the birthday trip booked?
Yes. She says, he even surprised me with a trip to New York in September for my birthday. He surprised her with it. I'm assuming this has been booked. So,
let's hope
it wasn't just like a, we should go to New York in Seth.
Doesn't sound like it.
So you're just hoping, so you've not even had the exclusive chat, I don't think. So you're just hoping that he's not seeing anyone else. Because you're treating him like a boyfriend and you're acting like a girlfriend.
I think with the trip though, the trip changes
everything. Layer.
If the trip wasn't trip wasn't involved and wasn't mentioned, I'd be saying something else. But because the trip is mentioned, he's booked it, that to me says, well, he obviously takes you very seriously.
Yeah.
He's probably assuming that, you're exclusive. You're going to be together. He's probably planning on asking you to be his girlfriend in New York. He might be planning this whole thing. But a guy doesn't, well, not that I've experienced, doesn't just book a trip to New York and who's not taking you seriously. Like, that's also in a couple of months' time. It's not like you're going at the weekend. He's planning ahead, so he obviously sees you.
This is a unique situation.
It's the trip and that's throwing me off.
In these unique situations, I'm thinking if this was Sophia, she'd been seeing a guy since March, really liked him, whatever, but he's booked this trip for September for your birthday.
Mm-mm.
Then I would say maybe, look, let's just hold out to the trip.
I would say, yeah. Let's
see what happens on the trip.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping he's going to do a big girlfriend proposal there.
Me too.
That's what I'm hoping.
If that was me and I was actually in that situation, I feel like I would actually be like, oh, well, I wouldn't have anxieties about what are we. I'd feel quite secure because it's like, oh, well, we're going away. And he's fucking booked as a trip for September. I'm sweet.
Unless he's just some freak who just books all these trips with girls. Because
I've
heard of these guys.
Heard of these men.
Who just go on trips willy-nilly.
It's no big deal.
So I might just hold out till the trip.
Me too.
We're already mid-July.
Come on.
It's in a month and a half and we're going to New York.
It's not far.
So I would hold out till the trip. What I'm expecting on the trip, not going to lie, is lavish birthday presents.
Me too.
My birthday. I'm also expecting
A girlfriend proposal,
almost like a real life proposal.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm thinking this guy's going big budget. He's booking trips.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a girlfriend proposal and lots of presents for my birthday.
Mm.
And I think that's where he'll declare his love and dedication to you.
I'm hoping so.
And if that doesn't happen, and we'll land back at Heathrow.
Surely it can't.
I know, but Sophia, we don't know who this man is. So if that doesn't happen and we land back at Heathrow,
and you're still no one's girlfriend, you're unclaimed.
You're unclaimed. You're not sure. Then what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm. Sack him off.
Yeah. So we're not going to have a chat. We're just going to say, you've not made it clear where I stand. I'm either someone's girlfriend or I'm a single lady out here.
Mm.
Right? Because well, I'm not waiting around for no one to think about whether they want to make me their girlfriend or not.
I know.
You should just know. You shouldn't want me to be single. You should want me. Especially
you should
when,
be scared of me being exactly, single because someone else is going to snap me up
because I'm such a hot
commodity.
Before
the end of the day.
I'm hot commodity, right? So he needs to realise that. And if he's not, then that is concerning. Mm. But we're not there yet. We've still
we're
got a beautiful trip to New York for September.
Yeah.
And I think some great things are going to happen on this trip.
Yeah.
If not...
Because he could just be being very, like, you know... I don't know, like
blasé about this
know,
whole
like
sitch.
Oh well, like, you know, of course we're only seeing each other. Like, he's maybe just like, because he knows what's
but Sophia,
I know.
These conversations just naturally occur when you're in the early stages.
Absolutely.
And you're falling madly in love with each other. It'll be a casual moment and you'll just say something nice to each other about how much you like each other and how much, you know, you want to be with each other. That's just what happens when you're in that honeymoon phase. You're so head over heels. So
I know.
The fact that he can't
I've
be
been there.
Yes, yeah, we've been there once before.
It's not like you have to ask.
No, you shouldn't, because it's just being said.
Yeah, but that's
and you
where,
know how he feels about you.
That's where the trip is throwing me off here, because I'm thinking back when I met Brian.
Yes.
From the off, it was very like, met you on a Friday. It was like, can I see you on Sunday?
Yes.
I want to see you next weekend.
The momentum.
I've booked this.
The
I'm going to see you next
so
weekend. I've booked this. It's Wednesday. Come around. I'm going to do this. It was booked, plan. I wasn't thinking about, oh, what's going on here? Does he like me? I thought, this boy's fucking up. He wants to see me every weekend. All the time. He's making bookings, doing this, doing that. And then it was holiday. I thought, let's fucking go. But I don't remember having any sort of exclusive chat.
No.
But it was when the holiday was booked, I was thinking, well, I'm probably going to have a boyfriend by the end of this holiday because I'm going on holiday with the boy. Like, we're obviously serious because we're going on holiday together for a week and it's been like 2 months.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying about the holiday.
And it's a similar situation.
That gave me a lot of like, oh, well, this is fucking great. I'm going on holiday.
Exactly.
And then on holiday, it was like less like, you know, the whole girlfriend proposal shit. So I think the holiday is what's throwing me off, because I think if that's in the agenda.
That's why we need to wait till that's why we need to
check
in.
Maybe it's because it's already. Maybe because it's already been 4 months and the holiday's not for another like month, 2 months, because that's actually quite a while.
But it is concerning me that you feel like.
Exactly.
There's something that's not sure. Yeah.
You've got a feeling of I need questions answered.
Because
I didn't have
any.
Oh, I need
and
to know.
Shouldn't.
Are we exclusive? I'm not sure. Does he like me like this? I'm not sure.
And you shouldn't.
You should just know.
Then
because
that tells me that he's making signs and signals to you that he is not exclusive to you.
Right.
And he does not see
because
you as
you're
a girlfriend.
Because you're questioning it.
Exactly. Because maybe it's a comment here and a comment there, but he's
or
planting
just
a seed in your head.
It's a little like, oh, I'm busy on Saturday, I'll see you next weekend. And it's like, oh, what's going on Saturday? Are you seeing someone else? Like,
I think let's remain optimistic.
Remain
until
calm.
Let's keep the optimism alive.
Yeah.
For the holiday.
Yeah.
If we get back, let's have a positive attitude about the holiday.
Because also, like, everyone's relationship goes at different
paces.
It does.
It does.
Like, for some people, they can be boyfriend and girlfriend in a month.
Yeah.
For some people, they meet,
it's
8 months. It's a year. Like, every relationship goes at different paces, and there's not one better than the other. It's just different people's dynamics and circumstances and situations and just how things move.
And maybe he, you know, the thing is, he might just be thinking, you know, we met in March, April, May, June, July, August, September, 6 months.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, and now I'm going to take her on a beautiful trip to New York
and ask her to be my girlfriend.
And it's her birthday and I'm going to spoil her.
Yeah.
And that is actually,
pretty
that's a
fucking
lovely
nice.
Time frame. You know, I would, right now where I am, I wouldn't mind a 6 month dating time frame, to be honest,
before
I'm a girlfriend again.
Yeah.
So, and maybe that's just how he's feeling.
Yeah.
So let's remain optimistic and positive for the trip to New York, because I'm hoping it's going to be a sleigh.
Mm.
And it'll be everything we're dreaming it of to be.
Yeah. Just enjoy it, I think.
Just
try
enjoy
and enjoy this period. And as long as there's no like real red flags popping up, I think you're in the clear. I think you've got this trip. I imagine,
Yes. And
that says to me, right? That says to me, He takes you very seriously. Same. He sees you in his future. Like, yeah, that to me, he wants to spoil you.
Right.
He values you. He's adoring you. Like, that says a lot to me.
Same.
Unless he's a guy who takes girls away all the fucking time. Who, I don't know.
We don't
but
know.
If he's just a normal guy, like, yeah, that says, that speaks volume. So I would, if I were you, yeah, I would take a lot of reassurance in that.
Yeah. And we'll just wait and just to wait see how see. We feel when we land back home. If we're still confused, you've got your answer. He's not taking you seriously, whatever. But
yeah,
you shouldn't land back confused, hopefully.
You could even have a conversation on in New York.
Well, hopefully he initiates conversation and says, obviously, I want you to be my girlfriend. And I don't know.
How long has
surely
it been now? 6 months.
Like, surely he's
going to
take you.
I think he's going to do it in New York.
He's going to take you up to the top of the Rockefeller Center. You're going to, it's going to be sunset. Beautiful weather.
Gorgeous.
September, still New evening. York. Perfect weather.
The
September
perfect time
in New York.
To go.
Not too hot, not too cold. Spring.
Or maybe,
is
you know, we're walking around Central Park.
Autumn's kind of almost setting in. Yeah, walk around Central Park at sunset. Yeah. Holding hands.
Come on.
What a. Come on, get
I think
up.
He's going to do it on holiday.
Same. Well, let's just hope. Please check in with us.
I know.
Intercept.
Because we have
I know
to stick
we keep
to
saying
our
this,
rule.
But we're going to have to make a note in our notes.
We have to stick to our rule. You should never have
never.
To ask, what are we?
No. Never.
Never.
The only times I've ever... This is years ago, guys.
Pre-broke
days.
The rule.
This is when we were doing all our learning for the pod. Mm. The only time I've ever done that was when, yeah,
you didn't know.
I clearly didn't know, and they didn't want me to know because they didn't want me to
you
be.
You were panicked,
a
confused.
Girlfriend.
Your emotions were involved,
exactly.
And you were like, are yours involved? Because I'm
their,
involved.
Theirs
like,
were not involved at all. They couldn't give two shits. Mm. They were just getting girlfriend benefits without wanting a girlfriend.
Without the girlfriend package.
Yes. Without the full pack.
Mm. So that tells you all
so,
you need to know.
Yes. And every other time, you know, you should. You're not confused.
You're not wondering.
You're not
confused.
You're just a girlfriend.
Mm.
Right.
Good luck.
Right.
Enjoy
let's
New
find
York.
Find ourselves a quote.
Yeah, let's find a quote.
What quote? We can find a quote on something nice.
On girlfriend packages. Baby. Oh, this is quite nice for the New York girl. Ready?
Yeah.
And actually for everyone, for us all here today, sometimes you have to stop being scared and just go for it. Either it will work out or it won't.
Oh.
And that's life.
And also that's for the neighbor girl.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
It'll work out or it won't.
Exactly.
And that's life.
Exactly. And like, don't be too scared of the outcome.
Yeah.
Like, live your life.
Yeah.
We're going to make
like,
mistakes.
Sometimes like you make mistakes in relationships or you don't do the most tactical, like smart thing, but like, it's so cool.
Just
cares?
Do what you feel like in the moment. Like, have no regrets.
Just go with
because,
it.
You know, have no regrets because
at the time,
that's what you wanted.
That's what you
so
wanted
true.
To do. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. If you're in the group chat on Patreon, we'll be seeing you on Monday.
If not, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
And follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and on YouTube @thegirlsbathroom.
Love you guys.
Love you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.